Well, you will be returning to Wortham in the fall. What are some of the highlights, and are there special things you're going to do just to, you know, really note the return?
Sure. So, bizarrely, of course, we return with the Flying Dutchman, which is about a man who's been lost at sea for 7 years and comes ashore again. There seems a slight an irony that we left after the floods of the Rhine in Gotterdammerung engulfed the world, and now we're returning with another story about water. But we're very excited about our new production of The Flying Dutchman. I think it's a wonderful piece, and we haven't done it in Houston for a long time. We're doing a piece, Forenza in the Amazons, which is a Spanish-English language piece, which, again, is really part of us making sure that we're programming with projects that really appeal to the entire city. We're a very diverse city. English-Spanish works have us playing a more important part in our present and on our future. And our world premiere this year is The Phoenix, which is the life story of De Ponte. And he basically, you know, I for honest, did not know this story at all. But he wrote the three Mozart operas, Don Giovanni, Marriage of Figaro, and Così fan tutte, and then left Italy, never returned. And he became a grocer in New Jersey, a greengrocer in New Jersey, and had a whole second life in the U.S. And this is really about De Ponte looking back on his life and the story of this amazing sort of early part of his career where he worked with Don Giovanni, with Mozart, and then came to the U.S. and had a whole second life. And, it's a world premiere by Tarico Reagan. And we've paired it with Don Giovanni, which is obviously one of the operas that De Ponte wrote the libretto for. And I think that rep period will be kind of fantastic because you have, a very updated sort of telling, if you like, of the life story of De Ponte, a Don Giovanni that I think has real meaning and real depth in this Me Too era and does not regard Don Giovanni as sort of an anti-hero at all. It's a pretty, I just think, warts and all kind of telling of the story of Don Giovanni. And those two together, I think, is a really interesting rep period in which to close out our first season back in the Wortham. But we also have some perennial favourites. We have Bohème, which is beloved by our audiences and is a production that we first did new about 7 years ago. And then the first time ever, we're doing The Pearl Fishers. And The Pearl Fishers is, again, an opera that is requested quite often by people. And we at Houston Grand Opera, for many reasons, have never done The Pearl Fishers. So it's a great opportunity to introduce some music which is, relatively speaking, known to people, but in a production which I think they'll highly enjoy. So it's a very varied season. The one casualty, if you like, of the flood was that we won't be able to do a holiday opera next year. The holiday opera is becoming a building tradition now in Houston, but financially it was just one of those things that when we had to make the decision in order to put the season on sale, we just couldn't really find the money to do that. So that's always a disappointment when you have to give less operas to people. But it was just to say the one casualty of the flood.
Right. Well, it sounds like a fantastic season. And as you mentioned, the Pearl Fishers, you have the water theme going through there again. So.
It's so funny. And you don't realize how many times you use the water expressions when you're describing things. You know, dripping tap or rising tide, floating all boats, except, and all through the course of the year, you sort of get halfway out of your mouth before you realize, and you go, no, I really mustn't use all these water analogies all the time. It's just too hard for people. Houston Grand Opera has been able to bounce hard because, you know, people get what we're doing and they get the importance of the arts in Houston as a city, but also the importance of the way that opera tells stories through words and music. And fundamentally, that is all opera has ever been, telling stories through words and music. I think it's the grandest of the art forms because it has everything. It has music, it has storytelling, it has acting, it has wonderful scenery, costumes, etc. So we have a part to play, both with our main stage performances, but also I think the Seeking the Human Spirit initiative is extraordinarily important. More than ever now, people are, you know, finding spirituality in different places. And it's so important. It's one of the things that separates, you know, human beings from other life forms. Is this spirituality and this inner core about what your soul really is all about. And I think music allows those questions to be asked and allows that some of those conversations to open up. And that's certainly the aim of the Seeking the Human Spirit Initiative, is to be able to do projects with people who desperately need that ability to unlock, you know, their own inner core. I think having planned the initiative, it seems like exactly the perfect time to be doing it in Houston. And as I say, if you ever wanted an absolute tacit example of the human spirit and fortitude at work, which last year has certainly given us that.